It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic.
There are no major incidents, but I-235 South is slow heading onto K-96 eastbound. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather.
It's a Control-C, Control-V, or in other words, copy and paste forecast today. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm again. A high of 78, south winds 15 to 25 and gusty. Increasing clouds, south winds, and upper 50s tonight. Mostly cloudy skies, clearing late tomorrow. A high of 75, continued breezy. Mostly cloudy, warmer on Thursday. Highs in the low 80s with evening thunderstorms. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Go! 97.5 and 1240 KFH and thousands more, plus millions of podcasts, are all on the free Odyssey app. 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Please hang on. Please. This is an official interruption of your local entertainment transmission.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Good morning. This is your wake-up call.
Well, good morning, everybody. That last little part there makes me a little uncomfortable. I'm not sure where that came from. I'm not sure where Max dug that one up from. What is that?
It's Lita Ford.
Okay, what is that?
I gotta go.
Is it something from the last 40 years?
Lita Ford, it's from Stiletto, her album Stiletto. I forget what song it...
What decade?
91?
91, okay.
All-female rock band The Runaways in the 1970s?
No, she had solo... Oh, my God. Quick, go back, listen to Bruno Mars.
Hey,
What does Bruno Mars have anything to do with it?
No, you like the note.
I'm trying
talents.
To find. Max. I mean, come on. I'm getting up there in years, but you can't get annoyed if I'm not catching a 70s reference.
That's
here.
A 91. Her album Stiletto is 91. I forget the song that came off of.
I'm a big music guy. Lita Ford. We need to take an informal listener poll.
I think
Lita. How many people out there? Are Lita Ford people, 1990, is Stiletto.
I think part of it is you're from West Texas, too. I think that's a big part of your not knowing.
Paul, you know, you listen to a lot of Lita Ford?
I've never heard of her until just now.
Exactly. Thank you. That's
Paul, you know the Mills Brothers?
Of course I know the Mills Brothers.
I know the Mills Brothers. That was way before my time.
Yeah.
What are we doing? What is happening right now?
I don't know. Max is
just going to name random bands and see if...
You asked Paul if he knew Lita Ford. There's no way, Paul. How old were you in 76?
76. Let's see. I'd have been 20.
And you didn't see... You didn't know The Runaways?
No.
Oh, my God. Joan Jett? Lita Ford?
Well, of course Joan Jett.
Cherie Curry?
We all know Joan Jett.
All right. Anyway, it's just a curiosity.
It's just Lee. It was on some. I forget the song. It's off of an Stiletto.
But I guarantee.
I don't know, 1990. The song Stiletto was out. I just found that from Lita Ford.
Hungry. I guarantee you, Jacob knows who.
I'm a music guy too.
Hungry
I don't
was
think
the big
I know
hit.
Any Lita Ford.
Hungry was the big hit off chat. That. And the
I
album wanna,
now.
Before.
Now, as I accidentally looked at that, the members of that band, I'd want to go check out the Runaways. I might know some Runaways.
Do you know who Patsy Cline is?
I can tell you this too. I know, and this is Max. You're good at this. I'm not. I love. My kids ask me all the time, "What's your favorite kind of music?" I'm like, guys, I listen to everything, new, old, whatever. I love a lot of music, but I have never been the guy to go tell you like of a band that I like who their bass guitarist is. Like, I don't know I know bands, but not the names generally of the members of the bands. If that makes any sense. Anywho, we got a lot to talk about here today. We'll get into that. I've been putting off the Royals to really dig in. We'll do that this hour. God, that was an annoying game.
Oh, boy.
Night. Again,
I can't
here
wait.
We go. Like, what is rock bottom with this team? My goodness. We'll get into that. We can. I want to hit on Fernando Mendoza not going to Pittsburgh for the NFL draft and see what we think of that. It's interesting. We don't see this a lot. And really just what do we think of him as a prospect? I want to dig into that because it's a quarterback lacking draft. There's no doubt about that. But he's a guy. He's going to go number one overall. Also, then Paul wants to talk a little about the NBA playoffs. LeBron James taking another swing at it with the Lakers. What is his legacy? It's interesting, too, as we look at that. And this is you've got young stars continuing to elevate and do these things in the league. And LeBron James is probably the top topic still on people's minds. Who is going to be the player that takes that from him? You know, that we just can't, we have to always talk about X. Steph Curry did it for a while. LeBron was earlier and LeBron's after. It's crazy how long this has lasted for LeBron James. We'll get into that a little bit later in the show too. It's all, by the way, What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring Caddy Snack, Wichita's golf beer. Caddy Snack Blonde Ale, refreshingly crushable, makes perfect pairing from the first tee to the 19th hole, no matter the score. Caddy Snack reminds you to beer the ball. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. All right, Paul, let's go to this Royals loss last night a little bit. It was awful. Bases loaded. Nobody out, bases loaded, all the opportunities they had, all the runners they left on base, they cannot find a way to not lose right now. It is wild to see all the different ways they're finding to lose games. Seth Lugo was brilliant last night. Nothing. The fact that they got to the ninth inning of last night's game, Paul, only up 1-0, blows my mind. I was sitting there and I think we were about 2.5 hours into the game going into the ninth. And I was like, how is this game taking 2.5 hours? It is 1-0. And then you think back to all the traffic and Bradish, the pitcher for the Orioles was struggling. Like he just did not have it and kept finding ways to escape. And then we've got players trying, you've got a pitcher, Paul, who can't get anybody out. And you've got runners and you're bunting in the sixth inning. And I am not an anti-bunt guy. In fact, I'm a pro-bunt guy, you know, in some situations. But you're taking a guy like Kyle Isbell, who has been as consistent a hitter as they've had this year, and in at least two situations, was it three? You've got him bunting? Like, I think I'm really starting to question management here, Paul. And I think the players are too. And I think that's why you saw Salvi over the weekend push back a little bit on social media, which is something he would never do. I think they're kind of losing the locker room here. I think this is spiraling a little bit out of control. And it is April 21st for a team expected to win more than half its games this year. They were predicted to be over 500 by Vegas. Everybody likes the roster. Everybody likes it on paper. And you look at it right now, 7-16. They got to win all their games for a week and a half just to get to 500. What can you do at this point?
Well, that is the question that if I had the answer to, I'd be making $6 million this year managing the Royals. But here's the one thing that's distressing is how many in the last few innings of this baseball game, how many runs did the Royals leave on the bases?
Paul, in the last few innings, the entire game.
Well, it was so many. And you're basically 1-1 going into the ninth, and you leave all these base runners on. That's the thing that's frustrating because the opportunity is there. The opportunity is being squandered game after game after game. At least that's the way it would appear to most fans. And what do you do to change that? Quite frankly, at this point, I agree with you that there's the chance that the locker room is being lost as we speak, and with that being said, therein lies the problem. What do you do? I don't know what you do because it's obvious management, and when I say management, I'm talking about the coaching staff, is still, they're wondering themselves. I mean, how do you squander so many players on base and leaving them on base after the final out of the inning? It's just nuts. And it's the thing that's frustrating. And it's the thing that is going to make this clubhouse, well, I think maybe rebel a little bit. And we might start being seen that right now. I mean, here in the next little short period of time. That's a possibility, Jacob.
I think it, I don't know. It's hard. It's so hard in baseball when it's just like the bottom's falling out like this, because you do play it every day and they're finding different ways every day to lose them. You know, they'll get out there and do it again tonight, but I don't know. It feels like at some point, and last night felt like the game where it was going to happen, because it was just staring at you in the face. You had Lugo on the mound. You kept loading the bases early in the game, that the top's just going to explode and they're going to get hot and they're going to be good. But it ain't happening.
One base hit.
Well, they got one in extra innings, but they were already down five runs.
Well, no, that's right. Like, that's not what I'm talking about there. How many times would one run have won or one
how
hit?
Many times do we need to see Vinny Pasquantino come up short in those situations just to slide him down in the lineup a little bit? Right? Is that so difficult?
Good question, I guess.
Just to say, you know what, Vinny? You're struggling a little bit right now. We're gonna move you down to six or seven spot while you get that figured out. Mm-hmm. We're gonna let one of these other guys, they got your back. We're gonna slide them up. They're seeing the ball a little better right now. And by the way, a good manager does not have to explain anything. He just says, hey, you're hitting seven hole today.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Yeah.
You know what you can do to get back up in the three hole? Hit the ball.
Yeah. Well, how about not bat one, 149? I mean, how about getting up to about, what, 290?
How about doing something productive at the plate? They had situations, and look, he's not the only reason. This isn't all on Vinny Pasquantino. He just came up short too many times last night. But doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again is clearly not working. Let's try something different.
Yeah.
Let's not give a struggling pitcher in the sixth inning easy outs by trying to bunt. Like, what on earth are we doing? Hit the ball. Royals will go back at it tonight. When we come back, more on the NFL draft. It's all Brockton Savage. Stick around.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.